Hi, I'm John. I'm a PM working with Visual Studio for Mac. And I'm starting a series here on Introduction to Visual Studio for Mac by answering the question, what is Visual Studio for Mac? So Visual Studio for Mac is an integrated development environment for .NET applications. You can use it to build all the different kinds of things you can build with .NET, whether that's web, mobile, games, etc. And what do we mean by an integrated development environment? Well, that's a fancy name just meaning it's kind of a live-in editor experience. It's part of the Visual Studio family of products. So we've got Visual Studio for Windows, Visual Studio Code, which is kind of a lightweight editor, very kind of lightweight, quick to install and get going, pretty, you know, like simple features, and it's more just editing your text, right? Visual Studio for Mac is this integrated developer environment where it actually is providing you more of a user interface. It has more helpers to help you get started and be productive as you're developing. So let's take a look at Visual Studio for Mac. There's some great things you can do with Visual Studio for Mac as you're getting it, as you're working with it. So one great thing about Visual Studio for Mac is that I can customize it to exactly how I want to work. So I can go in and not just pick the overall theme if I want to use a light or a dark experience, but I can actually go in and customize the editor itself. So the editor color themes, I can say, well, maybe I would like to, you know, maybe I'm feeling solarized light today, or I want to use a high contrast theme. So that's great. I'm going to continue using the light theme here. So not only can I customize my color scheme, but I can also customize my key bindings as well. So especially if you're coming over from, you know, maybe you've used Visual Studio Code or ReSharper, you can go in and you can select your key bindings. So when you first install Visual Studio for Mac, it'll give you the option, but you can always go in and select the entire scheme, or you can go and just customize individual key binding behavior. So that's really cool. While I'm editing, I also have great support for code completion. So I can say something like, you know, I'm working with live data here, and I can go in and I can say live data dot, and I can find out what exactly is available to me. So that helps, you know, me not make so many typos. I'm pretty good at the typos, and it's nice when it can help me there. So, you know, that's nice. I can also do quite a bit of refactoring. So there's this great refactoring support. For instance, here I'm iterating through something and then I'm running some conditionals on it, and maybe I'd like to try using link syntax on that. So here this will automatically reformat to a link syntax. And finally, one other great thing as I'm developing my code is to be able to debug my application. So here I've set a breakpoint. This is a web application. I'm going to run it. And this will allow me to, you know, not just do print line kind of debugging, but to actually see what's going on. So here I've got my environment. These are my local variables, and I can expand that out and see what's there. I can, you know, move my breakpoint around, and I can interact with my application as it's running. So hopefully there we've answered the what is Visual Studio for Mac question. Be sure to check out our next video where we're going to install Visual Studio for Mac and build a simple C# application.